Focus on what matters. There might be many parts of your life that you want to change, or there might be parts of your personality or job or relationships or all of the above that need work. That's normal. Everyone has a laundry list of things they'd like to see changed about themselves. The problem is, when we try to make broad, sweeping changes to several areas of our life at once, we fall back into patterns of how we always did things in the past. There's a lot of energy and time involved in making changes, and we can't always make them in one area, let alone several. To make a sound, lasting change, it's essential that you concentrate on one area at a time. That way, we can focus and work through that before tackling the next major life shift. Let's take a closer look at focusing on what matters and how. Why you should focus on the one. Research has indicated that real lasting change comes through commitment. In several studies, the research has shown that writing down a commitment makes you much more likely to stick with it, up to a factor of 3. What the research also found was that commitment only worked when the subject was focused on a single goal. When people attempted multiple goals, even writing them down didn't guarantee a follow-up commitment. How does this work? For example, writing out, "I will walk 20 minutes every day at 7 a.m. makes you 3 times as likely to walk 20 minutes every day at 7 a.m. But just trying to commit to the walk and telling yourself you're going to be eating yogurt every day for breakfast and then resolving to read something enlightening for a chapter or two followed by an hour of yoga means you're probably not achieving anything at all. There's a reason for this. You've spent years in bad habits. Lack of exercise, poor food choices, and lunging for the remote might be what you know best. Changing bad habits takes a concentrated effort. Thankfully, after a few weeks of adhering to the change you want, that new lifestyle becomes more comfortable and even automatic. But until it's normal, it takes conscious effort. It takes up to 2 or 3 months to get a new habit ingrained. Trying to remember to do more than one significant change to your routine can make that habit challenging to recognize, let alone form. Old habits kick in, and we revert to what we know and with what we're comfortable. To change your life, don't change your life. Change one part of it. Then master it for the next 3 months before choosing something else to work on. That is especially true for significant life changes like quitting smoking. Those kinds of changes often follow the rule of 3. The first 3 days are the worst. After 3 weeks, the withdrawals are easier to ignore, and after 3 months, not smoking or whatever it is you were trying to change becomes normal.